page Gimel Amid Aleph, closer to the bottom of the page, the second Mishnah, not the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says again about Edom Zemimin, Me'idin Anu B'ish Pliny, if two people testified, Shulchayev L'chaveid Elev Zuz, that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, Amenas Litne Le'mikan Vat Shleishim Yem, that he has to pay the $1,000 in 30 days. This is what the witnesses testify, that we saw the loan, and we know that it's a $1,000 loan for 30 days. Behu Eimer, and Shimon, who owes the money, says, you're right, I owe the money, but it's Mikan Vares Shonim. It's now until 10 years. Not 30 days, the loan is for 10 years. So the Edom testify it was a loan for 30 days. Then they became Edom Zemimin. But you can't say they have to pay money because the guy admits he owes the money. So the witnesses didn't come to make him pay the money. He admits he has to pay money. What's the difference? He said, the witnesses said you have to pay it in 30 days. And the real reality was he has to pay it in 10 years. So what's the din? Huh?
You with him?
No. No, here's a financial thing. Aim them kama adam reitzeliteng. How much a person is willing to give in the difference of owing a loan for 30 days or for 10 years. In other words, $1,000, everybody admits they own. The question is, do I have to pay it 30 days or can I pay it in 10 years? So that's also monetary value. If somebody knows I'm willing to pay back the loan in 10 years, I mean, I have 10 years to pay it. It's worth much more money. So, v'yitim
b'yad the elev zuz. There's not such a thing as a loan.
Why?
There's a
ribbit. Oh, so the Rishonim ask an interesting question. I was going to just mention this soon. So the Rishonim ask, why isn't this ribbis? What's the whole concept of ribbis? Interest. The fact that you don't have to pay it back right away, that's how you charge interest. So they say, l'chayre, this would be interest. So they say two things. The Ritva learns not about the borrower, how much the lender would be willing to have the difference between having the money back. So it's not the borrower, the lender, paying back the interest. It's how much the lender would be willing to deduct from the principal of a 10-year loan to get it back in 30 days.
What does a 10-year loan mean? The guy paid you like $10 today and you pay him back $10 10 years from now?
Yeah.
No, he lent you $1,000. I mean, the case is $1,000 and he has to pay back the $1,000 in 10 years.
10 years.
Now, obviously, he could pay it back sooner. Even though you have to prove it then. Because there's a chazakah that a person doesn't pay it back a debt during the time. It's a Gemara in Bar Basra. Chazakah, Eidan Perea Toch Zmano. A person never pays a debt during the time. So you have to prove it. But other people learn that it's not interest, but it's a penalty here. In other words, we're not talking about the Edom Zemimim having to pay. We're making the Edom Zemimim pay. So we're giving them a fine, a knas. So the Rishonim explain, this is not that the Edom Zemimim are paying an interest on a loan. Bechlal, how much a person would rather have a loan for 10 years than 30 days, and that amount we're making the Edom Zemimim pay. But we're not saying that you could take interest on the loan. So he says, aim them, we estimate, kama adam reitzelite, and how much money he's willing to pay. And you should have $1,000. Whether you pay it today up to 30 days, or whether you're willing to pay it for 10 years. So therefore the Gemara says, again, you can't make them pay, because nobody's denying the fact that he has to pay the loan. It's not that they created a loan that's not true. Then the Edom Zemimim would have to pay the $1,000. Here, everybody agrees it was $1,000. So Edom Zemimim didn't make him pay $1,000. They just made him pay 30 days instead of 10 years. So the difference between 10-year loan and a 30-day loan, that's the amount that the Edom Zemimim have to pay. So now the Gemara starts with a new thing, and then the Gemara is going to connect it to our Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Hamavas Chaveira Lasser Shonim. Now there's a din, before we start, there's a din that's called Shemitah. Shemitah is when the sabbatical year comes, all loans are off. Minatay, all loans are off. Hillel made the concept, was called Pruzbul. He saw people stopped loaning money, and the Torah says you should make sure not to stop lending money because of it. So Hillel made a trick, a legal loophole of a Pruzbul, that you can collect the debt anyway. But here we're talking in biblical law, When a Shemitah comes, all debts fall off. So what happens? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, but Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Hamav is chaver la'aser shanim. If somebody gives somebody a loan l'chatchila for 10 years, he l'chatchila goes a loan for 10 years. The din is shvius m'shematasei. Shemitah removes the loan.
So give him free $10,000.
Huh?
So he's giving him to
basically that's what it is. It's a basic gift of $10,000. Well, we'll see. There's a second version of the Gemara that says different. But this version of the Gemara says, if I give you a loan for 10 years, Shemitah undoes the loan. And he says, why would I think not? He says, even though now you cannot collect it, save the end result is after the 10 years, you will come to collect the loan. Meaning as follows. I would think the Torah says don't collect a debt because of Shemitah. Mm-hmm. That's what the pasuk says. Don't collect a debt because of Shemitah. So I would think that only applies to a loan that you could collect. You would be able to collect. And the Torah says don't because of Shemitah. This loan you can't collect anyway, because it's for 10 years. So when Shemitah comes, you couldn't collect the debt anyway, even if it wouldn't be for Shemitah, because the loan was for 10 years. So I would think, maybe Shemitah doesn't undo or cancel such a loan. Because I would think from the Pasuk, that a loan that the Torah says you would be able to collect, so the Torah comes along and says, Shemitah says don't. You can't go. But if it's a loan that you can't collect anyway, so I would think that Shemitah doesn't take off the debt. So the din is, Shemitah does take off the debt. Why? Because eventually it's collectible. Mm-hmm. And Shemitah takes off not only a loan which is collectible now, but even a loan which will be collectible. Yeah. This time it applies because Midrabanon, today, that there's no base in Migdosh, Shemitah of money is only Midrabanan, and that's why Hillel was able to make a prusbul. Because it was only Midrabanan to begin with, therefore Hillel was able to make a loophole of prusbul, like we'll learn later that you give the debts over to Bezdin, so it's not a private debt anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's, but Dumar says, now Shemitah undoes such a loan. So Masav Rav Kahane asks a question on Rav Yehuda from our Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? Ein dim kama adam ritzen litin via elef zuz biyadi. The Adam Zayman, and how much do they have to pay? The difference between a 30-day loan and a 10-year loan. So the Gemara asks, V'i amet shviyas mishamatosei, if you say Shemitah undoes the loan, kula nami boy shlumali, they would have to pay the whole debt. L'chei, the Gemara asks you a very simple question. The Edom Zayman are saying the loan is for 30 days. That means they want him to pay the debt after 30 days. The real reality is that the loan was for 10 years. But if the loan is for 10 years, in 10 years you have a Shemitah. So Shemitah is going to cancel the loan anyway. So the reality is they'll never make him pay it.
That you will make him pay it because they want to push...
No, the Gemara says Shemitah... No, in other words, without the Edom Zayman, there will never be a debt here.
Right.
Because Shemitah takes off the debt, because in 10 years there's a Shemitah, right? Regardless, usually, sometimes even two, depending on the next Shemitah is. Now, if the Torah says Shemitah takes off a 10-year debt, you can never collect it, right? Fine. And the Edom Zayman say, you have to pay back the loan in 30 days. Which means they really want to obligate him to pay back a loan. The reality of 10 years is that there is no loan. So the Edom Zayman are obligating him to pay a loan that he would not have to pay at all. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you only have to pay the difference between 30 days and 10 years. Which means the debt really would stay a debt. So Lachayt, if my Mishnah is approved, that Shemitah does not cancel a debt of 10 years. Because if Shemitah would cancel a debt of 10 years, there is no debt over here after 10 years. So then the Edom Zayman, Lachayt, would have to pay the entire debt.
So Lachayt,
if my Mishnah of Kahan is asking, that Rav Yehuda's din should be wrong. Because Rav Yehuda says Shemitah undoes a 10-year loan, And Amish that says, no, their loan would stay. So Amr Rav said, it's speaking as follows. You're right. Amish is speaking an exceptional case. What's the case? He lent him on collateral, or he gave over the document to Bezdin, which the din is that if you give your debts over to Bezdin, Shemitah doesn't affect it, and we'll soon see why. Or if I give you a loan on collateral and I take the collateral right away, it's already I collected the debt. So again, Shemitah doesn't undo the debt. So Rava answers, you're right. Normally, a 10-year time would undo the loan. Shemitah would cancel the loan. But here it's speaking in a case where Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. Why doesn't Shemitah cancel the loan? Because either I gave over the debt to Bezdin, or I took collateral already. And if I collected already the loan with collateral, the din of Shemitah doesn't affect it. But
in the Mishnah, when it says that they testified falsely, did they testify that the 30 days already passed or before the 30 days?
Doesn't really matter. The Mishnah doesn't say it doesn't matter. Because they're basically saying you still have to pay back the debt in 30 days. It doesn't matter if the days 30 days passed already or not.
But if the 30 days passed, they're trying to make him hide the money right away.
So what? So he'll have to pay it in 10 years. So the Gemara says the difference is how much do you pay? The difference between having to pay something now or in 10 years from now. But the Gemara's question is, according to Rav Yehuda, it should be no debt at all. And they're obligating him to pay a debt that Bechlal is no debt. So the Gemara answers it is a debt because certain times the din of Shemitah doesn't take effect. Now Rashi learns, it's an interesting argument here between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi learns Hamesish Teres of LeBezdin that you give your documents to Bezdin. Rashi says that means Prusbul. Taisus asks in Rashi, there's a Mishnah that says Hamesish Teres of LeBezdin and Prusbul. So obviously it's not the same thing. So Taisus learned there's two separate things. Prusbul is I'm not giving actual the debts over to LeBezdin. I'm not giving them the loan document. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, in front of Bezdin, my loans belong to you. Hamesa Shteres of LeBezdin is more than that. I actually give the original loan document to Bezdin that they can collect it. Prusbul, I don't give the loan document to Bezdin. When you do it in Shul, by a Taurus and Darim, you make a Prusbul, you basically say, I'm giving over to Bezdin orally any debts that I have.
Is that part of the Gezora de Chachamim made or this Midoraita?
That's Minatayra.
That you could give to the Betty.
Right.
So, then, if there is such a thing, why would ever anybody go through the Shemitah?
If a person forgot to do that. Or there's no Bezdin. Or whatever. He didn't know. And some people don't want a bezin to collect the debt. They want to collect the debt. They don't know what's going to be. Which person wants to give over the debts to court that they should collect it? You know, they don't want to do it.
So you're saying that Prusbul is Minotora?
No, so Prusbul is Midrabanan.
And what was his question? I mean,
to give to the bezin.
To give to the bezin, that
to give the shtarot,
that would be minateira, yeah. Or malval al mashkin will also be minateira, because it's not you don't have to collect it anymore. You really collected it. It's the guy can buy back his collateral, but you really bought. You collected the debt already. Mm-hmm. Shemitah says you can't collect the debt, but if I collected it already, I have it. I mean, what's Shemitah going to do? The guy yet later wants to give me money for exchange for the collateral. Fine, that's not a debt. See, Tesis says, Tesis says, Minateira, if you give over the original loan document to Bezdin, Minateira, it's not Mishamet. Why? Because the Torah says, you can't collect the debt. You're not collecting it. Bezdin's collecting it. And Beis Din Torah says it's not limited by the Din of Shemitah.
And the mechanical, how is it done really when you give the papers and everything to Beis Din, and the Beis Din is giving me some receipt that they have?
No. I don't know if Beis Din gives you a receipt. You're trusting Beis Din.
And then you
hopefully
come,
you can trust the Beis
Din. And then come in 2006 and you
collect it.
But it seems that the Torah gives you one mitzvah and it gives you another mitzvah just to deter it. Know what I mean?
There's a legal loophole that the Torah gives you.
I know, but what would be the
purpose
main
of
reason of the Shemitah?
Because like we said, not too many people gave over their Gemara says the time, because we learned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara Taka says Hamav al Hamashkin, if you lend money with a Mashkin. And that means you took the Mashkin at the time. Because a lot of times the guy doesn't have a Mashkin collateral to give you right away.
Right.
So then that didn't want to buy. Or a Maser Shereisiv LeBezdin, if somebody gives over the original loan documents to Bezdin, a Mashmitin, the courts don't have, it doesn't happen. Why? Because Shemitah says you cannot collect a debt. In both cases, you're not collecting a debt. Here, Beis Din's doing it, and here, you collected it already. So it's not a. Like in the Mafkid, the Gemara talks about. By normal loans, if a guy had no money. So there's a whole process in the courts. Mm-hmm. They gave you a Shara Drachta. A Drachta means you can go figure out, go investigate. What properties the loiva has, the lender, the borrower has. And then Beis Din would write the shtar achrasta, meaning they would auction the land. Okay? Now, what happens if I owe you $1,000, and the time comes to the debt, I don't have $1,000. So Beis Din goes to my properties, they take $1,000 worth of the property, you know, or if they can sell the land for $1,200, they give me back $200 and they give you the land. Okay? And it's now your land. The Gemara says, though, Shuma Hada La'ilam. If I, at any time, come up with $1,000 after you took away my field, I can force you to give me back my land for $1,000.
That's only on the land?
Yeah. The fruits that you ate, those are yours. The money you invested on the land, you'll get back. But you can't say, no, I like the land, I don't want to give it back. I can force you to give it back. That's the din of shuma hada la'ilam. One opinion says 12 months. One opinion says forever, and the halacha is forever. I can force you to give me back my land.
But he has to pay all the investments the guy made.
The expenses.
So any improvement he made on the property, he has to pay him.
The expenses. Not the investment.
What's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference?
If, let's say it's a field. A guy spent $100 planting seeds, and $300 worth of fruit grew. And now the field has $300 worth. Right? How much do I have to give you? $100 or
$300?
Sometimes you have to give $100, sometimes you have to give $300. Depending on if the guy went there with permission, if he didn't go with the permission. But not always would you have to pay back the $300. Sometimes I can give you $100, say, listen, that's what you put in. It's my field. The profit is mine. So it depends on what the situation is. But I'm saying the same thing with the mashkin.
Right.
The pshat of the mashkin is, I lent you $1,000. You gave me a mashkin $1,000. I have the debt already. So Shemitah can't undo it. You want later to give me back the $1,000. You might be able to force me to give you back the collateral, the mashkin. But it's collected already. Yeah.
But the worth of the value of the house went up.
Went up. So then it depends. That's the whole Gemara Bava Kama. What he got to give him back? If it went up by itself? If it's investments? You know, whatever.
I thought there's a deen that in Eretz Israel you could never buy a land forever.
No, until Yevil.
Until Yevil.
Yeah, but so you pay until Yevil. It's a lease option until Yevil. In Eretz Yisrael, when Yevil was Nayig, when the din of Yevil applied, today it doesn't. But in Eretz Yisrael, when the din of Haaretz Leisimach Litzmisus, can't sell permanently, You basically sold land. The value of land was based how many years was left to Yovel.
Right.
If there was 5 years left to Yovel, the land was much cheaper than if it was 25 years left to Yovel. Obviously, you can have it for longer. Okay. So now the Gemara, that's one opinion. So the first opinion, the Gemara, which was Rav Yehuda, said that if you lend somebody money for 10 years, Shemitah cancels the loan. Right? And the Gemara asked a question from our Mishnah, and the Gemara answered. Now, Ikadami, the Gemara says just the opposite. Am Avyudam Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamal v'schaver lesser shonim, if you lend somebody money for 10 years, Ein Shvius Mishamatei, Shemitah doesn't take away the loan. That means if I lend you 10 years, Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan, and after 10 years I can collect it. Mamish, the opposite of the first version. And he says, even though eventually you will come to press the guy for the money after 10 years, but nevertheless, hashta, when the year of Shemitah comes, now you can't collect it. So in other words, like we said before in the Gemara, when this opinion says, when does Shemitah cancel a loan, if it's a loan that you really could collect now? So Shemitah says don't. But if it's a loan that you can't collect anyway, because it's a 10-year loan, so then Shemitah can't cancel the loan. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. So Amar Rav Kahana, so before the version was Rav Kahana asked a question from our Mishnah. Now the different version is Rav Kahana proves it from the Mishnah. Why? Afananamitanino, we also learned this proof, the same din in our Mishnah. Why? It says, if the Edom Zaymimim say that you owe him the money for in 30 days, and then he became Zaymimim, because reality is he only owed to him in 10 years. It says, Aimdim kama adam ritzalitin. So how much do the Edom Zaymimim have to pay? The amount a person would want, be willing to have the money for 10 years instead of 30 days. So again, he says the same proof. If Shemitah undoes the loan, that means the reality is that the loan is for 10 years, there's no loan, because Shemitah is going to cancel it. That means the Edom Zaymimim wanted to pay, make him pay a full loan. Right? So Kula Nami Boy Lishlum, the Edom Zaymimim would have to pay the whole thing, and yet the Mishnah doesn't say that. So that shows that Shemitah doesn't undo the loan.
But it does say that. If the castle's alone, then the guy who's lending would be willing to pay the whole money to get it earlier.
Yeah, but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, how much do the Aimzim have to pay? They said you have to pay back in 30 days.
Right.
The reality was in 10 years.
Right.
So the loan is there.
Right.
What did they lie about?
Time.
Right.
Now, if Shemitah is going to undo the loan, then there is no loan.
But the guy would be willing to pay $10,000 to get it in 30 days rather than 10 years, because now he's getting the whole money.
Yeah, but that's not the deal. The deal's 10 years. If I lend you, according to the version that says if I lend you money for 10 years, Shemitah cancels the loan.
Right.
I can't come to you 6 years later before Shemitah and say, hey, you know what? I changed my mind. Give me back the money now. You can't do that because the loan was for 10 years. Is that what the, if I rent you a car for a week, yeah, you can't call back the car in the middle. Right. If I lend you a car for a week, I mean, official lending, you can't say, no, I'm sorry, I need it back. You gave it to me for a week. It's a week. The loan is there for 10 years. You can't change your mind in the middle and say, no, give me back early. I want, because I would rather have the loan back now. He said, I don't have to pay you now. Shemitah's going to cancel it. If the Allah Shemitah's going to cancel, tough luck on you. Why should I suffer? That's the Torah law already. It's not me not willing to pay. The Torah says, the Prophet Allah is like the Ikadamri anyway, that Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. And the loan stays.
Isn't
that no, because the Torah says it's only a loan that you can collect now by Shemitah, then the Shemitah takes it off. But the Torah says if it's a loan that's beyond Shemitah, so Shemitah has nothing, you can't collect it now either.
The loan was due before Shemitah.
No, it's not. It's 10 years.
I'm just saying, if it was due.
But it's not, it's 10 years.
If it was due, then it would be...
Let's say you give somebody a 2-year loan and Shemitah is in 3 years, and he hasn't paid up in 3 years, does it cancel it?
Yeah, unless you make it prosable. Yeah.
So the guy is the late, you lose.
Yep.
Even if he's late?
Yeah. Tosfos asks, what happens if Shemitah is in 3 years?
Yeah.
And the loan is in 2 years? Due in 2 years. And the guy just didn't pay you.
But then it's his fault.
So what? Shemitah comes. What's the din? No loan.
So does it mean that you need to take him to court before Shemitah year?
Yeah, you better. If you want, if you expect to get your money back, unless you make
once
a prusbel.
Once you get it, and even though after, still didn't. Let's say Bet Din didn't collect it before the Shemitah.
But it could be a Bez and Paskin that you have to pay it, and you know, then maybe then Shemitah. I don't know. Then I don't know if Shemitah takes away the debt or not.
So all you have to do is not make the loan due in your Shemitah, and then you get your money back.
You have to make it due before Shemitah.
Before or after?
Well, right, if you make it after. According to this version of the Gemara.
But that's halacha.
Yeah, if you make it for 8 years, it's not dafka 10 years. If Shemitah is in 3 years, okay, and you make it a 4 year loan, it's the same din as the Gemara. It doesn't, it's not dafka 10 years.
That's the halacha.
Yeah. Taktasis, Takapaskan, Taptasis, Emir Abenutam, the Aloha Kalishna Basra. The Aloha is like the second opinion that says that Shemitah does not cancel the loan because it's for a certain amount of time. But again, if the loan is for 2 years and Shemitah is in 3 years, Shemitah is going to cancel the loan because now it's collectible. And Shemitah is going to count. Let's see, if you make a prusbel, he give you documents over to Bezdin. That's what a guy would do. For Shemitah, if a guy went to Bezdin after 2 years, he knew Shemitah's coming, he knew this guy is a kvetch, you know, he doesn't pay. So what the guy would do, he'll go to Bezdin, and Bezdin might even help him. Bezdin will say, give us the documents, and we'll collect it. Mm-hmm.
What's the reason that Shemitah doesn't apply nowadays?
Because it has to be... No, Shemitah applies certain dinim of Shemitah. Shemitah's ksafim.
Yeah,
because it's not called Yisrola, it's not called Kol Yishvela. The din of Yevil doesn't apply if not all the Eden are in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah is connected to Yevil a little bit, so in certain dinim it's not the same.
But we still make a prusbel.
Huh?
But we still make a prusbel.
Right. The Alter Rebbe says, not everybody makes a prusbel. The Alter Rebbe says it's still proper to make a prusbel for sure. To make sure you get the money. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara wanted to bring a proof from our Mishnah to this Ika de Amri, that you see that Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan, because how can you have a 10-year loan? Rava says, no, it's not a proof from our Mishnah, because like the Gemara said the opposite way before. B'malval, maybe is speaking, B'malval al-Mashkin, when a guy lent money on collateral, or Meisesh Shereisiv le-Bezdin, or he gave over the documents to Bezdin, which in both cases, everybody says, Minatera Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. So maybe that's why the Mishnah is talking about a 10-year loan. But maybe normally Shemitah does cancel a 10-year loan. The Tanam, because we learned in the Mishnah, Hamalves Hamashkim, Hametzer Shreisel LeBezdin, Eim Shemitah and Bezdin doesn't cancel it. So the Gemara is just saying the opposite of reverse of before. Before the Gemara said Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan. From our Mishnah, the Gemara, I'm sorry, first the Gemara said Shemitah does cancel the loan. So the Gemara asked from our Mishnah to see if it doesn't. And the Gemara answered, no, speaking collateral. Then the Gemara said the reverse. That really, a 10-year loan is not cancelled by Shemitah. Shemitah doesn't cancel a loan. And the Gemara wanted to bring a proof in the Mishnah, so the Gemara says not a proof. That's basically the Gemara. Now the Gemara discusses whether you can make a condition in a loan that Shemitah shouldn't cancel it.
No.
Can you make a? This is Amr of Yudam Shmuel. If a guy says to his friend, "Give me a loan," Amenash leTishmateini Shvius. That Shvius shouldn't cancel my loan. He says, "I'm making a condition. Shemitah can't cancel the loan." What? So the din is Shvius Mishametis. Shemitah cancels it anyway. And the words going to say why. So the Gemara asks, Lema Kosava Shmuel, should we say that? Why does Shmuel say this din? Because Masta Masha Kosav Batayru. Because he's making a condition against the Tayru. Vamaschola Masna Masha Kosav Batayru. And the halacha is, whenever you make a condition against the Tayru, Tanai Batal. The Tanai is Batal. Okay? Now, is this the reason of Shmuel? Is this the reason of Shmuel? That because you can't make a condition against the Torah. The Torah says Shemitah cancel. You're saying no. So the Gemara says, well, Itmar, It says in a halacha as follows. There's a din called Aina. Aina is if you overcharge. Fraud.
Right.
That means if I sell you something, according to Torah law, I can't charge you more than a certain percentage of profit. So the Gemara says, what happens if a guy comes to his friend and says, the sales are in the condition that you have no claim of fraud against me. Whatever it is, it is. So Rav Amar, Rav says, Yashay Olav Eino. There's Eino anyway. Why? Because you can't go against the Torah. The Torah said there is a din of fraud. You're going to say there's no din of fraud. But Shmuel Amar, Ein Lo Olav Eino. There is no Eino. Because you could make a condition against the Torah. So the Gemara's question is, Shmuel just got through saying that if a guy says on condition Shemitah doesn't cancel it, it's not a condition. Why? Because he's going against the Torah. By Eino, the guy's going against the Torah, and Shmuel says the condition is good. So the Gemara answers, no. Itmar lo, the Gemara answers, that's not what Shmuel meant. Amar Avon and Ledidim Efarshalem in the Shmuel. It was explained personally to me by Shmuel himself. Shmuel himself told me, it's speaking, Amenasha Ein Lecha Alai Eino. If he said, you have no claim of fraud against me, then Ein Le Olav Eino, there's no Eino. But if he says that there is no Eino, that's going against the Torah. Meaning as follows. This is a very simple concept. Monetary issues, I can make any condition I want with you. In money, I can make a condition. Okay? I can make a condition, whatever condition of money we can make, even if Halacha says you shouldn't do it. If a guy says, I'm making this sale on the condition that Eino doesn't exist. What do you mean? Torah says Eino exists. You're saying Eino doesn't exist. You can't go against the Torah. You make a condition against the Torah, there's no condition. But if a guy says to him, Eino exists, but between me and you there's no Eino. He's not cancelling the Torah. He's not saying there is no Eino. He says, She'ein lecha alai Eino. Between me and you there's no Eino. That Shmuel says you could do. It's a monetary condition. We could do it. It's a condition. We could do it. To say that there is no Eino, what do you, the Torah says there's Eino and you say there isn't. So it depends on the wording. So Shmuel says as follows. If a guy says, it also therefore the Gemara is going to talk about not by Shemitah. It depends what you say. He says, Hachanami here also by Shemitah, if you say, Amenashle Metash Meteni Bishvius, that my debt shouldn't become cancelled in the sabbatical year, then Ain Shvius Meshamatosi. Shvius can't cancel the debt. Why? Because he says, Tishmeteni Bashvius. He's not saying Shvius doesn't exist. He says Shemitah exists, but between me and you it doesn't exist.
What do you need approval for?
Huh?
What do you need approval for?
Because people don't make that condition. When I lend you $1,000, huh?
Would it be easier to do that?
According to Shmuel, you should do that. But if he says, Amenashele Teshmeteni Shvius, but that Shemitah doesn't exist, then Shvius Mishamatase, Shemitah does exist. In other words, the Gemara says a very simple thing. You can't change a Torah law.
Change between two.
So between
parties.
Me and you, we're saying, listen, Torah law is Torah law. It's similar, even though it's not exact. There's a din that Talmidei Chachamim can lend each other money with ribbis. Ribbis is forbidden. Talmidei Chachamim know that you're not allowed to take ribbis. So they're saying, I'm giving you money with a gift. It's not to do with an interest and a loan. And as they understand, that I can give you a gift. I'll give you an example. If somebody works for you on Shabbos, I mean permissible work, you're not allowed to pay somebody for Shabbos. Yeah? Can I give you a gift? Of course I can give you a gift. I am giving you a gift per hour that you worked. So what? I'm giving you a gift. I'm not paying you for Shabbos. You're not taking away the halacha that you're not allowed to pay somebody on Shabbos. I'm giving you to you as a gift.
You're changing it.
Huh?
You're changing the...
I'm not changing the law. The law is I'm not allowed to pay you for Shabbos. The law doesn't say I can't give you a gift. I can give you a matana Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I can give you any day a gift. So I'm not paying you, I'm giving you a gift. You're not uprooting the din that you're not allowed to pay on Shabbos.
Right.
The din stays. You agree. I can't pay you on Shabbos. For Shabbos. What am I doing? I'm giving you a gift. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Why am I giving you a gift? Because you're a nice guy. You came to my house. So I'm giving you a gift. If you didn't come to my house to do what I asked you to do, you're not a nice guy. I'm not going to be a nice guy. I wouldn't give you a gift. But it has nothing to do with payment. If a guy says, on the condition that Shemitah doesn't work, you can't say Shemitah doesn't work when the Torah says Shemitah works. But if you say that in the year of Shemitah, when normally the Torah says it cancels, between me and you it doesn't cancel. That's okay.
Hard to judge.
It depends what you say.
No, but in the first case, I think the guy is still going over the mitzvah on Arab. Even if though they says there is no Arab with me and you, but according to the Torah, he went over the mitzvah.
Can I give why? In other words, as follows: the din of masna mashakosev b'teira, when you make a condition against something written in the Torah, the tanai is batal.
Right.
Okay. For instance, if I give you something on chametz and pesach and I say it's aser banah, it's worthless. Yeah. I say between me and you, it's worth money. You can't go against the Torah. The Torah says it's not worth anything. It's aser tid. You can't do it. Right. Mm-hmm. But if when it comes to money, I can do whatever I want with my property. I can make it hefker. I can give it to you as a gift. So many tanoim, and that's the halacha, that even though you can't normally make a condition against the Torah in monetary issues, yet, when it comes, I mean, in b'chlalin issues, when it comes to monetary issues, where I have control over my money, I could change the Torah. And there's cases that the Gemara gives. For instance, if there's an X amount of money for ksuba,
yeah.
Okay, the Torah says a ksuba of a psula, let's say, is $200. Can the psula say 100 is enough for me? It's against the Torah. The Torah says a psula is 200. What's she saying? It's 100. The din is, listen, it's my money. Can the wife give everything to the husband? I mean, all the ksuba money she could. Yeah, she could throw it in the garbage too. So they hold. The Torah says this is what it's supposed to be. But if I don't want, I have a right to give it.
So if a guy's giving a loan, he tells the guy, you have to give me $100 gift back when you give me the loan back?
If he uses the expression as a gift, and doesn't use the word as percentage, and doesn't use the word as interest, and doesn't use the word as anything else, yeah, it's allowed.
But doesn't the gift come from the guy who takes the loan, rather than the guy who's giving the loan? I mean, you tell the guy, unless you give me a gift, I can't give you the loan?
The same thing like working at Shabbos. If you don't come to my house to babysit, I'm not going to give you a present of $20.
Hmm.
But I'm not paying you. I'm telling you clearly it's a gift.
So intention doesn't matter in these cases.
It depends how you word it. Like over here.
So
in our Gemara, if the guy says that Einah doesn't exist, what do you mean Einah doesn't exist? The Torah says it does. Who are you? Well, you're uprooting Torah laws. That's worthless. But if you say to him, listen, Einah exists, but between me and you, there's no Einah. So Shmuel holds, it's good. And the same thing, if a guy says to the loan over here, according to Rav Yudam is Shmuel, the guy says by the loan, I don't want Shemitah to affect my loan. I don't want Shemitah to affect the loan. That's worthless. Torah says Shemitah affects the loan. Well, who are you to say against the Torah?
That's halacha.
But if between me and you, I say, during the Shemitah cancellation, between me and you, it's not cancelled. I can do with my money whatever I want. Can I give you a gift? I can give you a gift. Can I demand from you a gift? If you agree, you have to give me a gift. Yeah, it's demanded.
That's a halacha, right?
Yeah.
So how is it if verbally you could do that, you still need to write the...
Well, obviously they would both have to agree, because if they deny it, then you're back to where you started. Because if you don't write it and it's not proven, then Apidin Shemitah is going to uproot it. And they're going to have to prove either Biksav or Ba'idim, yeah, that it happened over here, that this is the condition they made between the two of them. Yeah.
You're trying to give you a gift certificate?
Yeah.
Heter Iski you can do verbally also, technically, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Is there such thing in Torah as you can debate between parties without equal bargaining power?
You could do whatever you want. In monetary issues, according to Torah, you could do whatever you want. If a guy makes up with his wife, Yuxub, instead of being 200, is going to be 100. Fine. And she agrees and he agrees, fine.
How much is 200? Is the power?
Whatever, it's a machlekes. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Tana. Now the Gemara goes into another thing. What happens if I lend you money and I don't say for how long the loan is? How long is it? Some people tell you forever. The Gemara says, Tani, we lent in a braitha. Hamal vis chaveri stam, if somebody lends his friend money, without saying, stam, you know, no due date. And in a shor l'toivi pachas m'shleishim yeim. You can't ask him for the money less than 30 days. Okay? That means, stam halva, as the Gemara says, the expression, is shleishim yeim, 30 days. So he says, Rabbi Babachana was sitting in front of Rav, and he thought to say that's only milva bishtar, that's only a documented loan, but the document doesn't say for how long the loan is. Then he says the minimum loan is 30 days. Why? The lay of an inish the tarch because the shtar, because it doesn't pay for a guy to go through the hassle of writing a document with a sefer, with witnesses, with bezdin, but to mitzvah him for a loan less than 30 days. This is what he thought. Avo milva balpe, but an oral loan, maybe you can demand payment even less than 30 days. In other words, the Braisa says a timeless loan is 30 days. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Barachona thought that's only a written loan, because nobody goes through the hassle for less than 30 days. So therefore, minimal would be 30 days. But if it's an oral law, you can ask for it even after a day. That's what he thought. No. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav, that Rabbi Barachona was sitting in front of Rav and saying this. Mm-hmm. Amalei Rav, so Rav said to Rabbi Barachona, Hachi Amr Chavivi, na Chavivi, in Israel, Chavivi. Chavivi is two things. Chavivi is an uncle and a friend. Rab Chia was an uncle of Rav. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very, very close. So Rav always referred to Rab Chia as Chavivi, my uncle. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it said Rab Chia, who is, by the way, one of the authors of Braisa, Rab Chia and Rabbi Shia, said, Echad milva bishtar, ve'echad milva balpeh. It doesn't matter if it's an oral loan or a written loan, the minimal time you can't collect a loan before 30 days, if there's no time on the loan. Obviously, if the loan says a week, it's a week. Yeah. Marshall, it's an interesting thing. What happens today if you lend somebody $1,000 and they give you a head check?
Right.
To pay it back.
Again, if you lend somebody
$1,000 and you give me a head check to pay it back, and I don't tell you a month, but you give me back a head check. Yeah? You know what a head check is?
No.
Post-dated check.
Post-dated, you know? Oh, okay, that's yeah. Okay. So now, I told you he's a batlin.
Post-dated, yeah.
Okay.
Head check. Yeah.
You give me back a post-dated. People do that. They lend you $1,000, right? So you give me back a check.
Right.
And you put a date on that check for, let's say, a month, 2 months, right. Whatever date you put on the check, that's the time of the loan.
Right.
I can't, and if I accepted the check with that date, right. I can't come to you, let's say the date is 2 months later, I can't come to you after a month and say, hey, I want the money now. because the loan's time is basically the return check, that the post dated check is the time of the loan. But the Gemara says it really doesn't matter. Reb Chiya explained, and Reb Chiya is going to even quote a brayt. Tanya miyachi, hamalves chaver istam, and the Rishoy letevi pachas mishlei shemayim. You cannot collect it less than 30 days. Echad milve b'shtar, ve'echad milve b'balpe. It doesn't matter if it's oral or written document. The Gemara says no difference. Normal loan that doesn't have any time frame is automatically 30 days.
Are you allowed to give a loan and ask them to pay you back in like 5 hours? Like,
yeah.
Could do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. If the guy agrees. If you don't say anything, it's automatically 30 days. That means you say to somebody, if somebody comes to you and says, lend me a dollar. Okay. You give him a dollar. Your kids in school have to remember this. Your friend comes over to you and says, lend me a dollar. You give him a dollar for 30 days. You can't borrow, ask him for the money. Unless, if you make up, I would like the money back tomorrow, the next day, whatever. But if you don't say anything, it's a 30-day loan.
You mean halachically you never go and ask for it?
For 30 days.
You could ask.
Can you send somebody else?
You say, I don't
you
have
ask,
to give it to you.
Doesn't have to
well, the lashon is, and reshoy l'teve, you cannot demand payment. I mean, nobody's freedom of speech. You can do whatever you want, but I'm saying, in halacha, Bez is not going to listen to you. Or a Rav is not going to listen to you. You could, of course, freedom of speech. Bezdin can't tell you what to say. You can, even though the Torah says don't. Senachi sigeis vechichalei sigeis, not allowed to bug him for the payment. But you can't technically. I just said I don't have to pay you back yet.
But if
there's a chazaka, ain't adam pereya teich zmanei. A person doesn't pay back, which is an interesting halacha.
And it's illegal, you mean?
That means it's a chazaka. So the Gemara says, but we mentioned this before, but beginning the Feya Babasar, there's a Gemara, chazaka ain't adam pereya teich zmanei, which means it's an interesting halacha. If I lent you money, let's say for 30 days, it's clear the loan was 30 days. And on the 20th day, I say, get ready to pay me, and you say, I paid you already. Bezim says, we don't believe you. What do you mean, you paid before the debt? That can't be. There's a chazaka not like that. No. You would have to prove that you paid it. Obviously, if you proved you paid it, you paid it. You have a receipt or whatever. You know, you take back the document. No. But istamazay, if the loan was 30 days, and after 20 days, they say, get ready to get the money ready. And you say, what are you talking about? I paid you already. Bezin says, I'm believed that you didn't pay me, and you're not believed.
People don't give back money.
Chazaka, there's a chazaka. That's the whole Gemara. Migui b'makom chazaka was better. There's a migui against chazaka. Lev Moshe, he could have said paraiti. When he could have said mezuyaf, that the whole document is forged, and there was never a loan to begin with. What's the din? What? Sure, chazaka is very powerful.
But
chazaka can even take out money where rive majority can't.
But so if Tulane come and say that Ruvain Plony got killed, was murdered by Lady Plony, and in comes Ruvain Plony, you don't go, that's just a chazaka.
No, it's not a chazaka.
Do we make the
Eidim's own? No. It depends what the chazak is. Here there's an established rule. A person doesn't pay back. You don't pay back early.
Right.
Unless you're paying interest.
Huh?
Unless you pay.
Even then, the rule is people don't pay early.
Yeah. Right. When you do the amortization, you see how much interest you're paying. It's scary.
Okay, so, yeah.
Let me get this straight. If you can't pay early,
I didn't say you can't pay back early. I said if you say you paid back earlier than the time, you have to prove that you did.
Oh. Okay, so
most people are.
I have that clear.
You know, of course you could pay back early, but then you have the burden of proof to make sure that you paid. Because the Gemara says, Otherwise, we assume that you didn't. Mm-hmm. We assume that you didn't, unless if you prove that you did. But what happens if the 30 days are up, and I come to you on the 35th day, and I say, pay me the debt, and you say, I just paid you 3 days ago? I have to prove that you didn't pay. I have to prove that you didn't pay. Because I want to extract your money. So I have to prove that you didn't pay. But if it was on the 25th day, then you have to prove that you paid, not me.
You need to prove that I did not pay, right?
Right.
How can you prove that I did not pay? How can you prove that I did not pay?
If it's a written document, then I still have the written document. If it's
with all the signatures, obviously that's a proof that it was paid.
But because if you paid, you would have taken back the document. Right?
I ask you to sign, paid in full.
Even though today, it's interesting, today, we just had a dentate about this not long ago. There's an today, even though you won't find this clear in halacha, there's a question of perua. Is a person believed to say, I paid you? Because if he's lying, he could have said there was never such a debt. Perua b'migud mezuyif. Perua means I paid. Why is mezuyif better? Mezuyif means it's forged, meaning there was no such debt. Because perua, basically, I admitted there was a loan. Mezuyif means there was never such a loan. Right? So what's a better thing to say? It was never such a loan. Because if I admit there was a loan, so 1 minute. So you admit that you were guilty. Okay. But some poskim want to say, some contemporary poskim are thinking to say, today, Peru is not a good taina. I mean,
Peru is
better than Mezuyif. Why? Because if you paid, where's the check that you paid? People don't pay cash today. Okay, people pay back loans with checks. Where's the canceled checks? It's a question, what's better to say?
I was going to ask you, in the olden days, except the shtar, they don't have anything else to
do. Edim. Witnesses.
Every day, every time, Edim to just...
There's a whole Gemara, there's a whole argument, Hamal ves chaveira be'edim, tzarech lefarda be'edim, or lay. In other words, if I lend you money in front of two witnesses,
right,
one opinion says, then you have to pay me back in witnesses. And if not, you're not believed to say I paid you.
Right.
Another opinion says, you don't have to pay back with witnesses. Mm-hmm. That means, if the only proof is witnesses, the guy should make sure that he pays it back in front of witnesses, or at least get a receipt. Or a receipt that the loan was paid in full. And you better hold on to the receipt. Because if you lose the receipt, there's nothing stopping the guy.
And then the time limitation, after how long you could take him to the court?
That's why there's a whole Gemara in Shnayim Echsim. What happens if another guy finds a receipt in the street? Who do you give it to? If I find a receipt in the street that you paid him a debt, who should I give it back, to him or to him?
Give it to me.
You say. Because the question is, maybe the guy wrote it to be ready, but he actually never paid it. And maybe it fell, not he lent you the money. I mean, you owe him the money, right? So you were supposed to get the receipt.
Right.
So maybe he had the receipt, you never paid him, he lost the receipt. But you really never paid him. Or maybe you lost it, and you did pay him already. So Bezin said, what do you give back the receipt to? So the whole thing in the Gemara, Shnei Mechzim, what do? If you find your receipt in the street? Mm-hmm. If he's made, if he's not made, I mean, these are all... See, a guy has to hold on to receipt, because if you don't hold on to receipt, you're going to be gehakt at tzaris. You know, you're going to have problems.
Up to 2 years?
No, that's chazaka v'shtar mechira. In a field, you have to hold on to the document for 3 years. But a receipt, you have to hold on to it? Oh, it's IRS.